Monster Hits for Gila County. Gila 101.9.
And the cavalcade of meetings continues as we welcome Mayor Al Gameros from Globe to the microphone. How's it going, Al?
Good. How you doing, Roy?
Can't complain. What you got up?
Good. You know, I want to apologize early on. I got to get to the Miami Council meeting.
Yeah.
So I want to hit some important topics. First, I want to talk about our Citizens Academy, and that's class number 5.
Mm.
And this is going to start September 27th. It's every Wednesday from 6 to 8. It's a 7-week course, and it ends on November 8th. And we have a graduation that takes place on November 14th at one of our scheduled council meetings. So if anybody's interested in participating in the annual Citizens Academy, I encourage them to call Lisa Fletcher at Globe City Hall at 425-7146. And you know, a lot of these, we've graduated 59 of these individuals that went to the courses, and we picked up a lot of them as volunteers in many of our groups, committees like Planning and Zoning, the Library Committee, the Board of Adjustments, and the Historic Preservation Advisory Committee. And we've even hired one of the participants full-time with the city, and he's been an excellent employee with us.
That's great. To explain it just in a few sentences for people who don't know, what do they learn in the Citizens Academy?
What they do is every week they have presentations from each department in the city and explain the operations, the budget, and everything that goes along with that. It begins, I have the first one, it begins with council administration, and then it goes, you go into finance, public works, you go to the police department, you go to the fire department, library, all the departments. And then every evening they're fed. So each department's responsible for feeding all the students within the course. So it turns out to be a competition and who has the best food too.
Wow. Now, is there any cost?
No cost.
This is free food. You don't want to do this.
Free food and free class. I mean, and you know, they come out there and they have a better understanding of the operations of our city and everything, how
so
it works.
So call Lisa. That's 425-7146.
You bet. If anybody's interested. I also want to announce our third annual Mayor's State of the City Address. This is scheduled for September 28th. It'll start at 5, and my address will start around 6 p.m., and this will be at Veterans Park in front of City Hall.
Okay.
And again, I want to encourage anybody that's interested in where we've been in the past, where we are now, and where we're moving forward. And our new theme this year is Glow Forward. So every year we come up with a theme as to what's the next step that we take in order to progress our city to the next level.
Okay.
And there's a lot of things going on. So I'd really encourage people to go. I'm going to try and hit as many high points as I can with everything that we've been doing. There will be entertainment. We'll have live band. We'll have a DJ, and there'll be food trucks there for people to enjoy the night. Hopefully, it's a nice, cool evening on the 28th. I want to talk a little bit about the Rural Policy Forum. As we know, this is an annual signature event that convenes in rural and tribal communities. And this event is organized by the state's federally designated Rural Development Council and Local First of Arizona. And this event, again, was held in August 2nd through the 4th, in the Globe Miami community. And it really focuses on capacity building, sharing best practices, and networking. And this year, the 3-day event brought a record number of participants ever recorded for the event. And again, they've been doing this, I think, for 16 years now. And this is the highest participation that came to our area. And here are some of the numbers. We had 340 registered participants. Usually we're around the 250 to 300 number. And we ended up with 340. We had 54 presenters, 17 sponsors. We utilized 8 local food and beverage providers. We had 20 volunteers, 9 local venues plus entertainers, and 15 counties were represented that came here. And we had 45 plus tribal, municipal, county, state, and federal agencies, and 120 chamber of commerce, nonprofits, and college businesses, and other organizations. So there was a wide variety of people that attended here.
Mm-hmm.
Which is great, and they were really impressed. 93% of the attendees turned in surveys, and I'll read some of the comments. Some of the comments included a friendly community, talented, helpful people that live here, They have wonderful food. They were amazed at the many projects that are going on, and they will return back to Glow Miami, and they can't wait to come back. So those are some positive comments that came from, you know, 93% of attendees turned in survey. You know, I want to give a huge thanks to the local steering committee that worked with Local First. And again, this event was planned like 6 to 8 months mm-hmm. prior to being put on. And we, from the city of Glow, we had Linda Adonetto, we had Melissa Steele, and myself on the steering committee locally. The town of Miami had Mayor Angel Medina, city manager Alexis Rivera, and Christine Duarte. And the Globe Chamber of Commerce, Angel Reese was a participant. And again, we also had Tom Foster from the Bullion Plaza and Cultural Museum. So these were the steering committee that worked with the Local First to plan this event that was very, very successful this year. There was a lot. There's a lot of questions about Connie's Bridge and the status of where we're at with it. So on August 22nd, our engineer Luis Chavez gave us an update on the status of the progress of the Connie's Bridge. You know, there are many phases to this very important project. And one of the major phases is the testing of the concrete as poured to assure that it's sound and meets all the mandatory requirements so that it'll pass inspection. When I talk about the concrete, I'm talking about the concrete in the ground, below ground, that I don't know how deep it is, I don't know how thick it is, but it needs to meet a certain standard in order to be able to go vertical with the bridge before construction starts vertically. And one of the tests they found an issue with one of the shafts that were poured deep into the ground. So what happened is remediation began immediately to resolve the problem, and is still ongoing. And when this presentation was given, which was the 22nd, they were about 2 weeks from remediation. Mm-hmm. And this is at the total expense of the contractor.
Right.
So it's estimated that, again, it'll take about 2 weeks for remediation. I think we're there already. And as soon as that is complete, and the concrete passes all testing, they will begin to go vertical with the bridge. And again, because of this remediation, it did extend the completion date. They anticipate the completion in December of 2023.
Okay.
So if there's any, I know there was questions about where we're at and the status of that, but that's what it was. One of the tests, they found some issues, remediation was done, and now we can start going vertical with that.
Okay.
That's really all I have. I guess, we've been approving a lot of on-call contracts because of the many projects that are going on with the city and in cooperation with our partners with the county and the state, you know, a lot of funding coming through.
Mm-hmm.
So we go ahead and do on-call contracts. So if one contract isn't available, we can bounce to the next one so it doesn't delay the project. So we're really looking for services for engineers, survey engineers, civil engineers, electrical engineers, water system specialists, wastewater treatment plant specialists, and registered contracts. And this is because of the many, many projects that are going on. I know last time I talked about our budget and $65 million, $21 million of that being for mm-hmm. possibility of funding from the state. And grants. So we have projects going on now, but we anticipate more projects that will happen here in the future, in this next fiscal year.
No, that's great. And I assume you're doing an outreach program to try and get these contractors
and get
them here. I know just as a resident, I can't tell you how many times I have to go to the Valley to get services. Either they don't exist here or the people who can provide them are unavailable
exactly.
because of workload. So it's almost a regular occurrence. So,
you bet.
So the outreach is to let people know, especially people who are somewhat hungry, you know, companies mm-hmm. and such, that hey, this might be fertile ground.
Yeah, and that's it. And ever since COVID happened, and you know, even in Connie's Breeze is a prime example that was delayed because of COVID.
Sure.
And then once COVID, we were able to open it up for bid. We had a hard time getting anybody to bid on it.
Right.
So it even that was a difficult, and that went from a $2.8 million project because of inflation and because of waiting to a $5 million project.
Yeah.
You know, so the longer you wait, you know, the more these projects will cost you in the future.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you bet. So, but I wanted to get those in.
Okay.
I apologize for a short announcement.
No.
I really appreciate the time, though. I really appreciate being able to share that information. with your listeners. Yeah. And I don't know if there's any questions that people may have, or again, they can always call me at any time. My number is out there. It's 928-200-2626. Anytime they have a question, they can always contact me if they need answers.
And this will replay Sunday morning on KJAA, but also at KQSS.net. It will be downloadable in perpetuity. And Al's got his own page there, and we have a link on the homepage directly to it. So you can hear last meeting, you can hear this abbreviated meeting, and hopefully, see here on the air, I'm going to ask you, can you do October 9th? Monday?
I believe I can, yes.
All right,
yeah,
good
that'll
deal.
Be, I try and get, like I said, I do a monthly report, and I try and get as much information out that happens within the month, although I'm going to be working on my State of the City address. It'll be take place on the 28th. But yeah, I would love to share some more information.
Terrific. Yeah, that's Columbus Day for people who don't realize that. And also Indigenous Peoples Day as well, it should be.
There you go. And today's 9/11, you know,
remembering isn't it, though?
What happened 22 years ago. It's amazing.
Oh, and what have we learned? Sadly,
exactly.
That, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Well, thank you for coming. You're dismissed. You can go to the Miami meeting. I'm not going to hold you up here.
Well, thank you very much, Roy.
Yeah,
appreciate the time.
And so KQSS.net to hear it again. It'll take me, you know, part of the week to get it up there because, you know, as time allows. And definitely Sunday morning at 8 o'clock on KJAA. And that is it.